This question is for those of you who are introverts. I think you can relate to this question. So the person wrote, my social energy and capacity to interact fluctuates throughout the month and even throughout the day. I can only be on for a couple hours a day, after which I have a strong need to turn it off. And I may even require days to recharge from a highly interactive experience, especially introverts, if you're with like a group of people, right? With that said, can you provide any tips and strategies on energy management for introverts who value authenticity, both in the way that we work with clients and a coach? This person's a coach, and also how we show up online and in person. Hope this makes sense. It's a really good question. Give me one moment here. This is such an important question because a lot of soulpreneurs don't realize that one of the key skills that we need to develop is energy management. And we don't tend to learn about this growing up. And in the corporate workplace, sure, we might need to learn about that a bit as well. But like when it comes to our own business, it's crucial because most of us, particularly coaches, we make money when we meet with clients. So like the meeting with clients is where the money is generated. And so it's incredibly important that we can't, like, we have to have a certain number of meetings per week in order to have enough business. And so this is why it's kind of like, I invite you to think of yourself as an athlete, right? Like if you're a professional athlete, you have to keep your fitness up because you're paid to play the game well. And if you're not energized to play the game, your stats or your ability to score or whatever the game is will go down and you'll make less money or even be kicked off the team. And it's the same thing here as an introverted coach is, well, you got to really become an athlete in your energy management. You can't just wing this stuff. It has to be something you take seriously. You set a system for it. You dedicate to it like you dedicate yourself to training for a marathon, because it is a marathon. Okay. It's actually more like a series of sprints throughout the day, a series of 10K runs throughout the week. It's more like that. And if you're gonna do several, runs every day and longer runs every week, wow, you got to really rest up. You got to really prepare your mindset. You got to, have a way to warm up and to cool down and all that stuff, right? So here's the thing. Everyone does that differently. So I really welcome those of you watching this who can relate as an introverted service provider who makes money meeting with people. How do you manage your energy? What is your athletic training plan for your energy management? I mean, some of it may literally involve exercise, right? Physical exercise. Or so I encourage you to comment below, share with us anything that works for you to manage to resource yourself effectively and strongly so that you have the maximum number of client spots per week that you can meet with and still be sustainable for decades. Okay. A lot of us who are watching this are going to work for another couple decades. So how the heck are you going to manage that? So go ahead and comment below because I'll tell you, I think one of the reasons why my business is successful, and I say that truly, like I am grateful that I have a very good income and a very sustainable business. The reason why it's a successful is because I outlasted most of my competitors. I started in 2009, and I'm so grateful that since 2009, I've been taking seriously the idea of joyful productivity. I really saw myself early on as, like I said, an athlete in training. Like, I'm like, if I'm doing this, I'm doing this for 40 years. I'm not playing around here. I'm not one of those people who are gonna like make, I'm trying to try and make a lot of money, do whatever I can and make a bunch of money and retire early. I have no interest in that. I want to work and probably make money until the day I have too much dementia. Then I'll stop making money. Because I do believe that there's a, it's funny for me to say this, but there is a sacred purpose in making money, not just volunteering, but making money. Because the exchange, well, I should say, I don't want to turn, not worshiping mammon here, but there's this exchange of reciprocity, particularly while the economy is lasting that. Anyway, so that's long story short, I'm still here because I outlasted many people. And that's what has going to happen for you too. Like if you're able to outlast other coaches, other introverted coaches, which is, by the way, is not hard. Introverted coaches burn out, sadly, much more quickly than other types of coaches. Especially authentic introverted coaches burn out much more quickly than others. So if you can last 10, 20 years, you'll be like one of the top people in your industry. So because everyone else is already, burned out and they have to go do something else, right? So okay, so basically I want to share with you so athlete, one important concept. The second concept is just like an athlete, there is something called stamina. Okay. Your current level of stamina, this is important, okay? Look me in the eye. Your current level of stamina is not going to be your level of stamina in a year, in 5 years. It's certainly not in 30 years. But what I mean by that is your stamina right now might be quite low because you haven't been a joyful productivity athlete. You haven't been a joyful pro. You haven't been practicing. You haven't had a system. You haven't had training schedules. You haven't. I take this stuff seriously. Like I tell you, I'll tell you an example. I take 4 naps, not per week, per day. Per day. Let me say this again. I take 4 naps a day. I just got up from one. My naps are 15 to 20 minutes. So I don't always fall asleep, but I certainly lay down horizontal. I relax. I drift a little bit usually. And sometimes I fall asleep. I take four. Who the heck takes 4 naps a day? An athlete does. Okay. Because I recognize that if I don't, I am not in the space. I ran a Q&A call. This is my second Q&A call, group call today. Plus, I taught a very active class with, 30 some people who were asking questions, and I had to teach in a very energetic manner. Plus, I had other I wrote a blog post today, and I did a bunch of other stuff today. I can't do all that without 4 naps a day for me, anyway. I know, and some of you are like, oh, George, when I take a nap, I can't do 15 minutes. I take 2.5 hours, an hour and a half nap. No, it's because you're not an athlete. That's what my wife said. My wife said, I can't, sweetie, I can't, I'm not like you. I can't. She's an introverted coach. Oh, I'm not like you. I'm more introverted. When I lay down, it's about got to be an hour and a half. I'm like, no, it's because you haven't never practiced it. So I wake her up. I get her up after 20, 30 minutes. And she's like, yeah, that was helpful. Like no one ever trained her. No one's ever trained you. You see what I mean? Like that. So it's just, we can't assume that our current level of stamina is going to be like this for life. Or get worse as you get older, obviously. No, you can train to be have higher stamina, to be stronger, to be longer lasting, to be able to go from meeting to meeting without, burning out. You can do that. It's called stamina, and you don't have very much stamina right now. For another example, when I first started using FocusMate, which is another part of my training system too, I mean, for myself, a productivity athlete here. I use FocusMate. I do co-working whenever I'm not in a meeting during the day. I'm doing either taking a nap, eating a meal, or doing co-working or taking a break or whatever. Co-working meaning I'm using FocusMate or other co-working. Anyway, so when I started doing co-working, I was only able to do 3 hours a day, and then I was tired after that. This was 7 years ago. I could only do 3 hours a day. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how people. Now, 7 years later, I can easily do 8 hours, 6 hours a day for sure. And I myself lead, I'm facilitating an 8-hour co-working session on Saturday. I've been doing this for several months now. I'm not only am I in co-working for 8 hours. I'm facilitating it, telling people I'm setting timers and I'm telling people take a break for 8 hours. And afterwards, I can still feel good the rest of the night. My stamina has definitely improved in the last 7 years. It's called training. It's called training. And so that's why I feel strongly about energy management. It's not something that it's not you're not going to hear some tips from me and go, oh, da da da, and then you're going to be the same person for years. No. What you're going to hear from me is ways to help you train so that you're not going to be the same person next year. You're going to be stronger, more capable. You're still introverted. I'm not saying you could become an extrovert. I am actually, funny thing, I am more introverted today than I was 7 years ago. Whenever I take the Myers-Briggs test, I take it every like 5 years or so, I get more introverted over the years. I was the most extroverted in college when I took that. I took a test in high school and college, and I was the most extroverted in college. And ever since then, I've been going down because I've been getting older, less energy. But I use my energy well, and I manage well. So anyway, this is why I'm asking everyone, please comment below. How are you training as an athlete for your joyful productivity? Most of you are saying, I don't train. I don't have a system. Because that's true for most solopreneurs. There's no system for training yourself, your fit, your physical, your mental, your emotional, how you handle all that stuff. So another tip I'll give you, which is actually a part of the system, I guess, is when I meet with clients, I lean back. And when I say lean back, I don't really mean leaning back physically. Sometimes I do. I usually lean forward to make them feel cared for physically, but I lean back metaphorically. Meaning, if I'm meeting with, I'm if I if you're my one-on-one client, okay, a small group client, whatever client, I have made the decision years ago, I am not responsible for your transformation or your growth. No way. No way am I responsible for that. I can't be responsible. Are you crazy? If I'm responsible, I'd be dead today. Too many people to be responsible for. So I lean back and let the client lean forward metaphorically. So as an example, I don't take notes during client sessions. I don't, especially nowadays with Zoom AI, I literally copy paste the Zoom AI summary. If I have a one-on-one client, I copy paste Zoom AI summary. I put it in our Google Doc, our joint Google document, and I said, and I write Zoom AI summary. Paste. And sometimes it's wrong, but I don't care. I let them correct it. I don't send any follow-up notes. I don't send any pre-notes. I have a follow-up email that goes out automatically because I use my scheduling thing, and the scheduling thing has a follow-up email I can program to go. But you see, I lean back. I do very little with my clients. It's a very light touch. You see, I say, you're in charge of your transformation. I'm here, sounding board. Supportive. I might facilitate exercises. I might give guidance. I do whatever you expect me to do, but energetically, I'm leaning back very much. That's why I'm still here. So this is an example, right? I've given you a couple examples of how I train, how my joyful productivity client working system, which is why I can go from meeting to meeting to meeting. And the other thing I do, and again, this is also part of my training and system, is I do energy reboots throughout the day. So if you don't know what energy reboot is, you can Google it. Thankfully, Google knows my energy reboot, so you'll find the article, the video, all that stuff. It's all there. It's free. I do that stuff throughout the day, and I've gotten so good at I'm Scott because I've done it for 10 years now. I recently saw a Facebook memory. You know how Facebook gives you memories? Oh, we care about your memories or whatever. And it gives you a memory. And I saw this memory was from 10 years ago, was when I started doing the energy reboot. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it's been 10 years. So I'm so good at energy reboot now that I can do an energy reboot in the middle of a session without you even knowing. I just did it. Like I do this throughout my client sessions. And so this is the kind of stuff that allows me to keep going. And you need to come up with a system for yourself. What works for you? Maybe four naps is too crazy for you. Maybe no naps. I don't know. An energy reboot is going to be different for you as it is for me. Everyone does it differently. But you need a system. And this is true for whether you're meeting with clients or whether you are handling the onslaught of online comments or online presence activity that if you're going to grow your audience, you're going to have to deal with that too. That's also energy management. How do I deal with comments coming at me every day? And because I lean back again, I take naps, I do energy reboots, all this stuff, right? Joyful productivity. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. And I look forward to seeing your comments below. Everyone who's watching this, how do you manage your energy, or how are you building up to that system for yourself? And I want to thank the person who asked the question, reminded me of something, which is one of the earliest books that got me into this whole energy management game was The Power of Full Engagement. It's written, what, 20 plus years ago? When was it written? It was written a long time ago. I'm looking it up here. 2003, literally 21 years ago. And I thankfully read it, early in my business. And I'm like, oh, wow. This perspective of energy management, being an energy athlete, is like, whoa, changed my world and really gave birth partly to joyful productivity. And one of my favorite definitions of fitness came from that book. I believe it was from that book. And fitness they defined as the speed and effectiveness at which you recover after expending energy. That's fitness. The quicker and more effectively you recover after an event, the greater your fitness. And vice versa. If you need 3 days off after you see someone or after you do some social event, then right now your social fitness is very low. Your energy management is very weak for social events, right? And so, I mean, that's an example where it's like, and it's different parts of your life. Like for right now, for me, my energy management is excellent in my business. In my social life, I have not paid attention to it at all. And I've become really flabby. Like I can barely stand to hang out with people anymore socially. But it's not because I'm a curmudgeon. Maybe I am socially, but it's that I just haven't trained for that. It's not my priority. So therefore, I get, so anyway, but so think about that. Think about building up your fitness in your business. It's essential. It's part of your livelihood. You have to. And it makes you a better person. It makes you a stronger person. So anyway, I hope this is helpful, and thanks for asking.